Wait, how about, I'm hitting shit. Wait, how about I do this? Shit. Oh.
Welcome back to...
I wasn't ready. STFU!
The show where we read news stories, talk shit, and...
keep it...
yes?
You have to say it! Keep it! Oh. And then and I say strictly platonic!
Yeah! I'm your host with the most.
Cushions
that are broken.
That are broken.
That need Charlie maintenance.
Charlie maintenance.
Because one of your other...
so sexist.
What's your name?
Charlie?
Yes.
Wow. Does it show that it's been 38 episodes? Fun.
You know?
Can I eat this?
No.
Fuck.
Well, too bad.
Okay, take that away. Take it away. Oh my God. Am I really 34 that you have to put the chips away for me to not eat them?
Well, they're still within reach. No, actually, you don't... How much is... Fuck you.
How much what?
Did you mention Menthin? Did you mention?
Did you mention?
Did you mention that you are a sewer? You sew.
I'm not a sewer.
Sewing. You can sew.
Sewing is a very easy thing to do, and yes, most people can figure it out, and I have.
Did you YouTube wing it, or did you like the mama show you?
No, you just, it's a needle with the thread.
I don't get it. How does it work?
No, nobody ever showed me how to sew. You just sew. It's like walking.
No, it isn't. There's no needles with walking. There's no thread.
Okay, it's like tying your shoe. No, actually not even.
You were never shown. You just figured it out yourself?
You know what? To be honest, I don't think anybody has ever shown me to tie my shoe.
Really?
Obviously, I wouldn't remember.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure, considering my parents... I don't think they would have shown me. Huh. They probably would have just like...
or figure it out, fuck.
Yeah. Or given me like Velcro shoes until I could afford my own shoes that had laces.
Oh, okay. Because I when I was younger, I did the lazy thing. I did the Velcro.
You did it or
yeah,
because
I didn't want to tie my shoe. I was like, fuck that.
You or your parents?
No, I did. I did the Velcro.
What a loser.
Until I was like 20.
Gee, let me ask you, were you popular in high school? Elementary school?
Why don't you guess?
Can I tell you why you weren't?
Because you weren't fucking this.
You have to have laces.
Oh,
guys, if you have Velcro shoes right now, buy laces. That's probably why you're not succeeding in life.
No, you do you. And if you're a Velcro guy, you do you. Don't be...
and get beat up.
Don't be pressured by the Charlies of the world.
to buy shoes with laces.
You... hashtag you do you.
But no, I never learned how to sew. I just did it.
It's
literally foolproof. You could stab yourself a few times, but I mean, figure it out.
So you just stitch it up. It's just thread, needle, fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did anybody ever teach you to... what is
tie
similar?
Tie
a tie?
YouTube.
Okay. I actually figured that out on my own.
You did your own knot, like four in hand knot?
I remember Windsor being, knot? I don't remember who I did it to.
Hold on.
But I remember, wait a second. I remember being in my mom's room and having a tie on me and then making the knot, but I don't remember who it was for.
Okay.
But I don't know where I got that from.
YouTube, check it out. It's cool.
Hey, fun fact.
What?
Before we even start the show.
Sure, go for it.
Did you know? This is a fun fact because I'm a wedding photographer. Mm-hmm. Did you know that, you know, clean pants? Like pants that you wear with a suit?
I've heard of it.
With the pants.
The pants?
The pants that you wear with suits?
The pants?
You know, the fancy pants.
Yeah, the fancy pants.
Did you know? The fancy pants.
Fancy pants.
How do you put it in your shirt?
I don't know. I just stick it in there.
So you stick it in and then you tie your pants?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so... shirt first.
Yeah.
Like Risky Business, like Tom Cruise. Eh?
Okay.
Then you put the pants and you stick the shirt in the pants and you do
the
pants.
Did you know
that
in the pockets,
yes,
at the top of the pockets, there's little holes so you could stick your fingers in it and pull your shirt down?
No.
In every pants.
I thought it was just like it was not sewn properly.
Nope. It's for your fingers so that you could pull your shirt down.
Well, shit.
Fun fact.
Fun fact. Hey, I didn't tell you about something that happened on my Toronto trip.
Oh, yeah? How about we say, do we have an ad?
We it's my ad. Do. It's your ad, apparently? Like, yeah. You own the show?
It is. And yes.
Okay, well, which advertiser did you acquire for this week?
Here's the papers.
Okay.
Because you have to read the thing.
Yeah, sure.
And the advertisers this week is...
Are...
Fafalolo.
This is baby talk. Take it away. Fafalolo. DVD, 4 characters in an imaginary world. Fafalolo. There's Fafa. There's Lolo. There's Fafalo. Lolo Faf. Fafalolo. Imaginary dreams come true. Fafalolo.com.
All right. Well, I didn't know that they actually gave you the papers to sing the song.
They
did.
Well, they knew I'm a professional singer now.
Okay, that's true. So what is it?
What do you mean? It's a Fafalolo. What the fuck? Fafalolo is a kids' TV show created by Jim Henson's dead body. Jim Henson's kid or whatever.
It's perfect. Suitable for children.
Yes. It's for ages 3 or 4.
Only.
Just 3 and 4.
Because when you actually learn how to talk and stuff. Yes.
It's a dinosaur imaginary world. There's Fafa. There's Lo.
And then Lo again.
There's Lo, Fa, and Fa, Lo.
Oh, wow.
Yes. That's Stated. Why they call it
Fafa, Lo, Lo.
Right. Not really adult yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, but it's Target. They have a Target.
It's Target.
It's Chargeted. They have a Kickstarter, Charlie. They got a fun season 2 because season 1 is now on Netflix. Only New Zealand for some reason.
On Netflix.
Netflix, New Zealand.
No, we have listeners in New Zealand. You should say that. I think that.
And if they want to go.
It's on Netflix.
You search Netflix.
Israel.
Israel. So New Zealand, go to NetflixIsrael.com, type in Fafalolo, and then you can watch season 1.
Yay. That's fun.
A lot of plot twisters there.
And go on and give them money for the season 2.
Yeah.
On Kickstarter.
Because they're great for the 3 and 4 year olds.
Absolutely. I saw it. It's great.
You did.
Yeah, well, I learned so much.
Mentally, you have a 3-year-old brain, so it makes total sense.
I'm 34, 3 and 4.
34. 3 and 4 is 34.
Fafalolo.com. All right. What happened?
So, yeah, as I fix the headset.
Is it your headset that's not working?
Hey.
Is it yours or mine?
It's both. It's
mine's fine.
Mine is not working. Hello.
Wait, how about I'm hitting shit. Wait, how about I do this? Shit.
That's yours.
That is mine.
That's is mine.
And there we go.
Oh yeah, there we go.
No, we don't touch. Fafalo.
Don't cross the streams.
Okay.
So my boss is in Toronto, and I was in the Toronto. I was at the Toronto. You know.
The GTA. So
yeah. For the Fan Expo. And I go to my boss. I go, can I have a day that I can work, just work in Toronto? I'll already be in Toronto. I keep saying Toronto for some reason. So I'll be there already instead of having to drive on the Friday night. I drive on the Thursday. I'm there on the Friday. I hang out with the friends on the Friday.
Okay.
So that whole fucking diatribe to explain that my boss is also in Toronto. So she's like, hey, you're in Toronto. I'm in Toronto.
Let's make out.
Yeah. Then it got weird. No. And then the new employee as well is in Toronto.
Okay.
So let's go for a lunch.
All three of you.
Sounds like a smashing idea.
You three?
Yes.
Okay.
We go to, There's a drinking game. I have to cut this out. There is a drinking game. A heavy set is created for this show. And it's when
show?
Yes. You say a word a lot lately. And when you say this one word, and you'll try to figure it out throughout the show. When you say this one word.
Bye.
Yeah. You
figured it out. Duh.
Great hype, buddy. You really know how to work up a crowd. He's like, yeah, I said bye. Forget it. Every time you say bye.
I'm not going to say the show.
Well, yeah.
Just to piss him off.
So he's like, you can't drink.
I'm going to say see ya.
See ya. See ya. But find like a weird way to say it.
See ya?
No, like a weird way.
See ya. I don't know. Weird way.
I don't know. You figure it out.
Or I'll say ciao.
Cha.
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 Okay.
You got to do like, no, you got to do it in Valley Girl. Cha. Kiss, kiss.
Is that how Valley Girls talk?
I don't know what the fuck this is.
Cha. A kiss, kiss. Okay.
Yeah, lunch.
So how about your lunch?
Went to it. Okay.
That was super interesting, old school.
The end.
The end.
Fa-fa-lo. All right. So two things happened.
Okay.
At this lunch. The first thing is we go to sit down. She takes our drink orders.
Who does? Your boss?
Yeah, my boss. It's like, I do as a side gig. I work as a waitress here. You guys want something? Or I get 20% off. Yeah. An elderly. I don't want to say elderly. You know, I don't want to stereotype. You know, the woman is a very experienced server. Let's say that.
Okay. She old?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, not able to beat her on the bush. Just fucking
It's not a stereotype if she's old.
Well, there's... Anyways. She's old.
Is she like 80 or is she like 50?
Like around closer to 80.
Okay, so that's old.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
She's like, drinks. Brings the drinks.
Okay.
Ginger ale, iced tea, Diet Coke Diet.
That's yours.
Yeah. How'd you know?
Because you always.
So she takes the ginger ale. Oh, shit. Knocks it. Doesn't just knock like a little bit. Like.
The whole glass.
Soaks me. Soaks my boss. Soaked. Fucking.
Oh, no.
I literally look like I stepped out of a fucking ginger ale shower.
Ah.
Soaked.
At least it was in the Coke Diet.
True.
But.
So, anyway, so my boss is like, yeah, whatever. I'll just go upstairs and change. No, I can't. I'm an hour away. I'm staying at my friend's house.
Oh, okay.
So I got to fucking.
She was right upstairs.
Yeah, was at the hotel. We had lunch at the hotel next to work.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so just I'll go upstairs, blah, blah, blah.
So you pissed your pants.
I look like I fucking just, I drank 8 liters of water and I forgot my Depends.
Okay.
And I just jumped out of a swimming pool, like drenched. And I go, is there like a dryer in the bathroom? She's like, yeah, there wasn't a dryer in the bathroom. Okay, thanks for the great tip.
Thanks.
Fuck it, anyways. And she's like, she's got like paper towels. She's going to try to wipe me. I'm like, whoa, whoa.
Yay.
Whoa, hands off the merchandise.
That's a lot of action.
That is a lot of action. Thought more than I was expecting for lunch. It's like fucking soaked. Like,
would you ever date a 80-year-old?
No.
What if she was like really hot?
Huh?
That's so mean just because she's not an 8 or a 9.
No.
Think it's gross.
I would go up to like 50, 60 even if she's hot.
Okay. 50, 60 is pretty close to us.
former vegan Sean.
Wow, former?
Former, yeah, he's like, he eats regular now.
Oh, okay.
His wife's...
Quitter?
What a prick. Fucking abandoned the movement. His wife's mother.
His wife's mother, yeah.
His wife's mother.
Is hot.
Fucking stupid hot.
Well, how old?
Like 63, 64. Like, ridiculous. It makes no sense.
So her at 80.
Maybe.
There you go.
Maybe. But say, like, she looks like 39. It makes no sense.
She looks 39. Is she vegan? Maybe that's why.
No, she's celiac.
Oh.
She can't eat like bread on Tuesdays. I don't know what the
fuck. Yeah, but since like last year when it was popular. No.
Well, I joined the celiac movement, you know. Yeah, it's the right time for me. You know.
So many people, though, are like that.
Well, they didn't know.
Well, I'm celiac. Are you there?
Yeah, they didn't know. They're all fucked up like their whole life and they didn't fucking know. Now they know. Knowing's half the battle. G.I. Joe. Yeah. So, where are we going here? Oh, yeah.
Did you just say G.I. Joe?
G.I. Joe. Knowing's half the battle.
Okay.
You're out of touch.
Yes, I know. I didn't watch the G.I. Joe.
Okay. Yeah. Soaked.
Okay, and she touched your penis?
Touched my penis. I came everywhere. It was weird. Anyways, no. Yeah, so soaked the whole time. And then she's like apologizing. And I'm like, fuck it, whatever. And then the manager comes out at the end. And he's like, oh, you know, I'm so sorry. I heard what happened. We'll give you a rebate on your bill. Dry cleaning will pay this. I'm like, and I go to the waitress. I go, do me a favor next time. If you're going to drop the drink on me, make sure I'm paying for my own meal. No, no laugh, nothing. No, not even nothing. I thought it was funny. No.
No. Why?
It was funny.
Is it?
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
I don't get it.
I go, so next time you drop the drink on me, because my boss is paying.
Yeah.
Right? The meal. She expenses
it. But how is the waitress supposed to know?
No, but it's a joke. I'm trying
That's
to lighten
not
the mood.
Funny.
I think it's funny.
That's not
next time
funny.
You make sure I'm paying for my
Plus
meal.
Plus, you're the guy. Usually, as a waitress, you would assume that the guy pays. Not to be sexist or anything,
yeah,
but there's no
bit.
Way she could have known. That's
no,
not funny.
No, it's not that she knows.
You
should
have said something like, next time before dropping a drink,
make sure I'm paying for the meal.
No, like make sure you pay, like something like you pay for my drink or something.
No, that's
something.
Stupid.
Make sure you're paying for it or
no,
something like
that's
that.
Not
I don't know.
Funny. My thing's funny.
You're not funny.
It was funny.
It wasn't funny.
I got to laugh.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Was it a polite laugh though? Like
No, it was half polite, half funny. Like it was
okay.
It wasn't roaring. But I got a good laugh. Maybe my delivery was bad this evening. Okay, so second thing.
All right.
First thing, soaked in ginger ale. Cool. Second thing, my boss is like you. She's like, yeah, picture this, picture that, take pictures, la la la. Pictures.
Hmm?
She likes pictures.
Okay, she a photographer?
No.
So okay.
Whatever. I'm general. Work with me here. I'm trying to fucking work with me.
Okay, but you have to explain. You're
work
just
with
jumping.
Me. You get it.
You're
you
jumping.
Know me.
You have to explain. Learn how to tell stories. Okay, go.
Taking photos.
She likes pictures.
Pictures.
She likes pictures.
She likes them. She's like, hey, you think the waitress will take the photo? I'm like, listen, I don't want to generalize here. But she's like 80 years old and you got an iPhone. She ain't working that. She doesn't know what the fuck that
Probably
is.
Probably not.
But then the woman's, no, she'll know. Come on. Da, da, da. I'm like, all right. You being whatever, technology, you don't want to judge a book by its cover, blah, blah, blah. So we ask her to take the photo. So what happens?
She doesn't know how to take a picture. Or she keeps pressing this button, the home button. It keeps going to...
So would that be your guess of what happened?
Yeah. Or she takes a selfie, because that's what my mom did.
No, she's like, technology, I don't know. So I'm like, I fucking told you. This transcends the segments to a question, Charlie.
Okay.
Is it really bad to stereotype?
Yeah.
You just stereotyped.
No, I'm basing it on the experience that I've had with my mom.
Yeah,
which is relatively the same age.
And you're stereotyping.
Yeah, but you told me guess what it is, so I guessed.
No,
it's not stereotyping,
no.
though.
I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Is it stereotyping? You said yes.
Is it stereotyping?
Yeah,
that's what you asked
I'm
me?
Like, yeah, she's old. She's not going to know what that is.
Well,
and I was right.
Probably not, because if you give me a machine, I'm touching my iPhone.
These are fucking machines.
If you give me an app that just came out and it's for 12 or 13-year-olds,
yeah.
Chances are I don't know what it is. Like that chat roulette thing that they had back in the day.
Yeah, the dicks.
I have no idea what that was.
All dicks.
Apparently.
So many
so
dicks.
I'm not surprised that an 80-year-old would remotely not even care about the fucking iPhone.
So many
iPhone.
Dicks.
So I don't think that's stereotyping.
I think stereotyping used correctly is an asset. Like you're stereotyping a visual minority for the crime or something, not cool, you know?
Right.
But like Up in the Air, for example, there was a George Clooney movie. He's like, if you're behind a security line, who do you go behind? You go behind Asians because they pack light, they're efficient, they fucking get their stuff, they're in and out.
Okay.
So, like, that's a stereotype that totally works.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Great movie, by the way, Up in the Air.
Isn't it the cartoon movie?
No, it's George Clooney, the chick
it's Up
in the Air.
No, it's Up. The movie I'm thinking about
yeah,
is
Yeah, you're
up.
Talking about Up, yeah. Really good. George Clooney, Anna Kendrick. Really good.
Okay.
Really good. It's about a guy who gets paid to fire people.
Okay.
And then he's flying a lot.
He's flying a lot.
Up in the air.
Okay.
I don't think it's necessarily bad to stereotype in all cases. Like, I think sometimes it's efficient.
I don't know about efficient. Sometimes it's funny.
It is.
As in, like, people talk about Italians and they're like, the pasta, like, okay, sure, whatever.
But, like, if I had, like, two things on the menu for this evening, I was like, would you like to have... steak a la tartare with the fucking...
Steak a la tartare.
With some, like, crazy mushroom thing, sauce, and the fucking vinaigrette, and the this and that.
Okay.
Or would you like bowl of pasta with regular sauce?
You would assume that I want pasta.
Yeah, because you're bobbity boopy, you know? Like, so I'll be... like, I get the pasta ready, you know? I'll be polite and ask you, but I know, like this evening...
But
I,
you
like,
know what,
I,
though?
Sure.
Just in this particular thing,
yeah.
I would say no to the pasta. Because I know that there's no way... that your sauce is as good as my sauce or my mom's sauce. So I would say, you're probably going to fuck it up. So I'm going to take the mushroom tartare thingy.
I think I can outsauce your sauce.
You think you could outsauce my sauce?
I can make
sauce?
A better sauce than you.
There's no way.
100%.
There's no way.
You can't taste test it because it's hot. But here's what we're going to do. It's the challenge, okay?
There's no way.
Hashtag challenge.
You probably put like peas and shit in it.
No. Hashtag challenge, okay? You versus me, spaghetti sauce, and the judge will be Brooke.
Are you asking me? Or?
Yes, kind of.
Okay, but Brooke and who? She's my best friend. Of course she's going
to
like...
So I have to have somebody on Team Old School. Yeah. So probably Carpe Diem or Phil.
Okay.
Yeah.
But H...
So, no, go ahead, stereotyper. No. Go ahead. No, say it. Say it. I don't stereotype.
Okay, but it has to be fair. It can't be spicy. Because mine's not spicy. And people...
I have to wear a crutch?
No, but you have to admit... that people that like spicy will always go for the spicy, no matter how good or bad the thing is.
You don't know if some feel like spice or carp like spice. Actually, he doesn't. But I know your friend Brooke does. So that's the... All right, see, fine. See, that's
one
the...
One against one.
But then we might need a tiebreaker.
Well, no, fuck it. Let's risk it. Okay. If she likes spicy...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We'll bring your friend.
That's fine.
If you can have the advantage, we'll bring your friend.
I don't care. I already know that Brooke... likes my sauce. She eats it as with the spoon.
But she hasn't tried. And I think I can... She talked about chicken wings. I think I have... I know this is going to be possibly hate speech here. But I think I make better wings than... I think her dad says... Like, has this wings. Like, I think I can beat them. I have a special recipe now. I think I can beat it.
Nope.
My buffalo sauce can beat that buffalo sauce.
Nope. Don't do it because then you'll get crushed. Because she clearly will like her father's better.
Be objective, Brooke. Anyways, we'll figure that out.
Okay, so, yeah. Fine. We'll make sauce.
Stereotypes. Fun.
But can I still make it with meat, even though I'm a vegetarian?
Of course.
Okay. I just won't eat it. That's all.
Add the meat later, or give yourself a little bit of the sauce, and then...
You have to cook it with it. It's...
Yum, yum, yum.
It's maybe part of it. So it's not.
I'll have the advantage, because you can't taste it. Well, maybe just taste like the tomato part. Or...
Put the sauce after. Put the spiciness after. Can't you do that? Can't you put the spicy part after?
No.
There's no way that you
have
to cook
it. You do not know my process.
There's no way that you have to cook it with spice.
Process.
That makes no sense.
Fuck you. I have a process.
Unless it's like paprika.
What's up with you? You're fucking crazy.
Do you have to cook it with the paprika?
I don't put paprika in my sauce.
What is it that you put?
I'm not telling you.
Yeah, bullshit. Oh, you put the little flakes, the Italian flakes that every other Italian puts?
No, nobody does that. Nobody does that. No,
every Italian does that.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe I'll put the little flakes on the side so people can add them as they please.
No.
Oh.
Not allowed. Bye.
All right. When are we doing this? Bye.
Next month.
Excuse you? What the fuck was that?
Just a neighbor. Next month. Bye.
Next month. Bye?
Next month. Bye.
All right. Okay. It's happening. You're going to lose, but whatever.
You want to put money on the low money?
We're not putting money on it. I'm poor.
Okay.
Okay.
What's going on with you, you fucking piece of shit?
So I went to photograph a boudoir shoot yesterday.
Ooh, hey, tell me more.
Yeah, at the person's house. And she had a brand new condo and she had just moved in. So there was like hardly any furniture except like pretty white couch or pretty white bed. So
hot.
Everything was very... Yeah, oh my couch, so fucking hot. So everything was all clean, and that's like fun.
Hold on, did she leave skid marks on her couch?
Why would she leave skid marks on her couch?
Because she was like taking photos naked, and she like dragged
shits.
Yeah, shit stains.
Because people usually shit stains.
You never know.
No.
She doesn't wipe properly.
No.
Hashtag awkward.
But she was, and it's the first time that I ever photographed a girl like this, completely and utterly flat-chested. No boobs. Like
nothing.
Zero. Like flat. And she's super, super, uber. My arm just cracked and it hurt. Uber skinny.
Okay.
So she's like model body. Not even model body. But like super skinny.
Yeah.
With no boobs.
Zero boobs.
Yeah. So if you're looking at her, it's like a little boy.
Okay.
Except like other than her face, obviously.
Okay. Like and not even like a...
Nothing.
Like a, not even like a... You know, like a grape. Not even a grape.
That'd be so weird.
Like a little grape?
That'd be so weird. A little grape? That'd
not
be
an
so
actual
weird.
Grape, but I
no,
mean like a little hump?
She didn't...
Like a little lump? Like a little...
No, like her bra, it's like useless.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, nothing.
Okay.
Wasn't that pretty?
Wow.
I didn't like it. I had to like hide it. I mean, it wasn't my place to do it, but I mean, like, I couldn't take any, like, of the shots that I normally take because okay. there was, like, nothing there.
Okay.
It was just bones. Mm. So it was weird. I never photographed a woman like that.
Huh.
I had to share.
Well, to each his own, to her own. And, you know, not everybody's a boob guy, but she's just, maybe she has a great butt.
Probably. I don't remember. Okay. But she's fiancéed, so she has a fiancé.
Well, that's a and that goes back to my thing where there's always like one person for all the people who don't like you. They don't like gingers. They don't like whatever. Old.
He just implied that I'm a ginger.
I didn't point at you. They don't like gingers. They don't like old people. They don't like whatever fucking body type or look.
There's always somebody else that will.
Hair color, hairstyle, whatever. For that equal, there's always an equal amount that are like, I like just this. Mm-hmm. That goes to show.
Even with client, it goes to show that somebody will love you if you're flat chested.
Not everybody like gives a shit.
I was just mentioning it because I've never like seen I've that? Realized that it's really not attractive to me. Like I didn't find her pretty at all.
Right.
I mean, she had a pretty face, but like she was too skinny. Also, it wasn't even about the boobs.
Just, I got a question for you. Was she confident about her body? She like. Or was she like, I don't like this, I don't like that?
No, I couldn't tell you because I make people very comfortable.
Right.
So even if she wasn't comfortable, like I photographed a lot of women and never has a woman said like, I feel uncomfortable right now. Well, so one, I can't tell you. I don't know.
One, I think that's fucking cool that you do that because women have a lot of self body image issues, whatever.
Too much.
And everybody's made differently or whatever. And two, but yeah, there's guys who probably don't care that she got a great butt or whatever. And that's like, I like that look.
No, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm not saying that. Yeah. Just me, personally, I don't like it. And even for clients, people that don't like my type of photography, there's a lot of people that do. So it's the same thing.
Absolutely.
So if there's something that you don't like about yourself...
There's somebody that specifically wants...
Keep looking.
...to fuck that.
Keep looking.
Yeah. Nice ears. Oh, yeah. I want to fuck. All right. you're a fucking iPhone, blah, 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 whatever the fuck. You're fucking Apple, fucking bandwagon, fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
I got my laptop, my Mac Mini, my Mac 7. Yeah, but I'm done now.
iPhone 6. I have iPhone 6S. That's it. That's the highest I'm going
to
go.
Because I wanted to talk to you about the iPhone X.
Yeah, they skipped over. But did you hear what? I just literally saw it on Twitter fast. So I don't even know what is going on. But they announced the 8. And then... within the same hour, announced the 10.
Yeah.
Dumb. What kind of marketing decision is that? That means the 8 is already obsolete.
Yeah. Here's the phone. It's a piece of shit. I forgot it. You don't want it.
Well, one, how much money do you think they lost just doing that? And two, I hate Apple.
Wow.
Hate them.
Did not expect this conversation to go that way.
I hate them. I hate their guts.
Kind of surprised. Okay. So I would say the marketing is like, okay... if you're poor, have an Apple 8. And if you have money and you're like, cool, then you can have the 10.
Piece of shit.
Because the 10 is $1,000 US.
US, yeah, $1,500 Canadian.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And people were like, oh, take my money. Just because, one, there's glass on the front and the back so that you could break it twice as much. There's facial recognition.
That doesn't work.
Who gives a shit?
Did you see it didn't work? He's like, let me try this. And it didn't work.
I didn't look anything, but.
They pulled like a Microsoft blue screen, like equivalent.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, piece of shit. Like, who gives a shit? What else? I think there's probably a new camera on there. It's a bigger screen, which is, what? It's not big enough already? Like, just buy a computer. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it.
Is it phablet size?
No. It's the same size as the iPhone 6.
Which is what, 6? 6
inch? The new screen is 5.8 inches.
Let me measure
inches.
Against my dick. Is it 6 inch?
You wish. It's 5.
I wish, really?
It's 5.9 inch.
Okay.
The screen.
So, yeah, 6 inch, yeah.
So, yeah, almost 6 inch. So, I hate Apple.
Me too.
So, they have a new wireless thing too, where you like put your phone on the little plate.
Okay.
And it just recharges it. So there's no more wires
wireless
at all.
Charging. Yeah, yeah.
So you have to like buy new chargers, mm-hmm. buy new this, buy new that. Everything's
always
different.
Yeah.
And it's like I hate it. You can't upgrade anything anymore.
No.
They make things obsolete after a while.
Obsolete.
They are, since what's his name died?
Oh, Jobs.
Jobs died.
Yeah.
Everything just went to shit. They take advantage
true.
Of their customers. They could not care less. So I have the 6S Plus.
Yeah.
This is my last iPhone. When this dies, I'm done.
Coming back to the dark side.
Not coming back. I've never been there.
Go to the dark. Ooh, you're getting a Windows computer?
No.
Aww.
No, I can't do that because I can't upgrade all the time. I need something that's out of the box. But the Max you can't upgrade. Listeners, if there's some of you or any of you that are smart, can you please come up with a new operating system? It needs to happen now. A new operating system needs to start.
Windows 10.
To compete with Mac, because Windows is crap.
Fuck you. Windows 10 is good.
For my work, it's crap. Okay. So
stop banging the fucking table. Hate you.
So it needs to come out to compete with Mac because I can't stand it. And you would make billions because there's so many people
you'd
like
me. You'd make $70 because Charlie's the only one who cares.
No. Everybody would jump ship.
Linux.
Even Linux or something else. Like Google needs to come up with something. Like
okay. Chrome OS. There you go.
I don't care what it is. China, come up with something. So, and Facebook, a new social media.
Facebook is owning enough shit. We don't need them controlling.
No, no, no. I don't want them to. I want somebody to come up with a new social media platform to compete with Facebook because fuck them too.
Not going
to
happen. They're too big now. Once the old people got on Facebook, it ended it. It ruined it.
Exactly. It ruined it. Somebody, we all want to jump ship from all these big companies.
You can't. They're too big.
That's it. I'm done.
Rant complete. Well, I did not. I thought we were going to have a big fight. And you're like, Apple this, blah, 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 Apple that, blah, blah, blah.
No, I'm stuck. I'm stuck because my job requires me to have Apple. It's just easier.
For the photo shit, yeah.
And I'm stuck. I have nothing. I can't do anything.
Right.
And I'm paying enough money for all my fucking camera equipment that I done. Yeah. And I need a new computer soon, which is stupid.
Well, shit. When you switch to Android, call me.
Why?
I'll hook you up.
But hook me up with what?
Tips, I don't know.
Oh, tips?
What app do I need for this?
I know how to sew. I can figure out Android.
All right.
Okay. Old school.
Yes, Charlie.
Hair in my eye. Have you ever used pickup lines?
No.
Me neither. But how funny are they?
They're hilarious. Okay, have they ever worked on you?
Okay, so no, they haven't.
Never, right?
No, never. But if it's funny enough.
It might, right?
It might not. It's not going to work.
Super
but it's
cheesy,
gonna,
but it's a good opening line, right?
Yeah, it's going to like pique my interest like, okay, where are you going? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I like that. I find it funny when somebody's going to go over because pickup lines are so cheesy these days that you know that it's a joke or you hope that it's a joke.
Right.
So I was thinking the other day of going on a website for funny pickup lines because I haven't heard one in a very long time because I'm old, unfortunately, now. I want us to go on a website on each of our phones.
Okay.
And we're going to tell each other pickup lines and say if it's going to work on us.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll try to find ones that we'll think will work.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Okay. So I'm going to pick the first link. You don't pick that one or else they'll all be the same. Okay. So my website that I found is 900 pickup lines. You pick any other website. I don't care.
Okay. Mine's 899 pickup lines.
No, you're lying. So you have to try to pick me up and I have to try to pick you up. Because there's a lot of people that still believe.
I got one.
There's still people that believe that pickup lines actually work.
Yeah. Did you sit in a pile of sugar? Because you got a pretty sweet ass.
Nice. That would not work. Don't compliment. Oh.
Don't compliment
me? Don't compliment my ass.
You what? You got a shitty shitty ass full of shit? Fuck you.
Is your old school? No. I don't know your name. Is your name Daniel?
No.
Because damn.
Oh, fuck. That's so lame. Get the fuck out of here. Nope.
Okay.
This is going to work. Do you work at Starbucks? Because I like you a latte.
Oh, that's lame, but I want a latte.
Yes,
if you can buy me one.
I'm in.
Okay. Are you a sea lion? Because I want to see you lying in my bed later.
No. Da, da, da,
da. I have another one. Is your face McDonald's? Because I'm loving it.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
That would work on you because you worked at McDonald's.
This might work, but if I don't know you, this will totally work. I'm not a photographer, but I can picture me and you together.
Oh, that's nice, actually. Yeah. And then I'll be like, oh my God, I'm a photographer.
Really? What do you
know?
What do you shoot with?
Because you know.
Yeah, I know. Of course. I'll pretend like I know.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. Touch her gently. I have herpes. And now you too.
Nope.
It even says, touch her gently.
Or imagine you say, touch her gently.
You say it? Okay, go.
I don't have a library card, but do you mind if I check you out?
Oh, nice. That's awesome. That's actually good. That's good. Boom. Okay, okay, okay. Oh, that's horrible. Are you a Rambe's enclosure? Because I'll drop a kid inside of you. That's so awful. Oh my god, these are like recent. Oh, this is for you, old school. If Internet Explorer is brave enough to ask you to be your default browser, I'm brave enough to ask you out.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Yay!
Yeah. Relevant. Let me tie your shoes because I don't want you falling for anybody else.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Actually, that's good.
Yeah.
Your face. I like that shit.
That would work. Do I know you? Because you look exactly like my next girlfriend.
That's good. And I'd be like, no. Oh, look, I have another one. I have the same one. You look exactly like my future husband. Mm. That sounds creepy on my side. Doesn't
that
it?
That is, yeah. See ya.
That sounds super creepy.
Psycho. Is your name Chapstick? Because you're the bomb. Ba ba ba
I don't get it. My mom thinks I'm gay. Can you help me prove her wrong?
This might be a little stalkerish. Can I follow you home? Because my parents always told me to follow my dreams.
Oh, that's actually pretty good. Yeah. I would say no, but...
Which one's the best, library card so far?
Library card, okay. Party. There's a guy, actually, that... Remember on my birthday, that guy that tried to pick me up and I ended up making out with him because I was, like, too drunk?
Oh, was that
the hipster there? The
hipster...
Oh, yeah.
Hipster Ontario?
Yeah. He tried to pick me up by saying, can you come to my house?
The cats.
No,
the
yeah,
cats.
My cat just died and I need to cuddle. Amazing. I was like, yeah, no. Is your body 75% water? Because I'm thirsty.
Okay, yeah.
All right, one more.
Yeah, best one. Was your dad a boxer? Because you're a knockout.
Nice. That's good. That would work. You are so beautiful, I would marry your brother just to get into your family.
Wow. So, who had the best pickup lines? Let us know. Hashtag Charlie, hashtag old school.
That's not a good hashtag. Hashtag.
Hashtag pickup lines.
STFU pickup lines.
Yeah, STFU.
All right, wait, I'm out.
Blah, 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 blah. She has that problem a lot. Okay, let's close the show. Plugs, final thoughts. I'll do it because she's eating.
It was a chip.
Right. Plugs, final shots. Final shots.
Final shots.
Final shots. Go.
Okay. Whoa. If you want to follow us, you can do so either by going on stfu.com and
stfupodcast.com.
stfupodcast.com.
38 episodes, doesn't know the fucking site.
Okay, Todd, especially with the beautiful beginning that we did at the beginning of this episode.
No idea what you're talking about.
stfupodcast.com. On there, you will find our iTunes link, our Google Play link, and also our YouTube link. You could go and subscribe to any or all of those.
And amazon.com link. Click on it, buy your shit, help support the show,
habit.
That we do, help support her drinking habit. We bought one beer so far. We're looking to buy two. Click buy your shit. Doesn't cost you anything. Help support the work that we do.
You could also go and follow us on Twitter to STFU Podcast, I think.
STFU Podcast.
Podcast.
Or send us an email. And from what I understand, we have an email. We will read that email next week.
We do? Did you spy?
No.
With your little eye?
I might know somehow.
There's nothing.
Oh, okay. Because somebody was supposed to send an email.
But he didn't.
And apparently that individual that we will not name, Carp, didn't.
Carp was supposed to?
Not cool, Carp.
I'm going to text him right now. Wait.
No, we'll just do it next week. We'll be right.
Hey, Carp. I hate you. And you were supposed to send us an email apparently for SCFU. Do it now. Done.
So by next week, we'll have that email. So for Charlie, this is old school saying.
Why is it for me? I'm
we'll end the show there.
I'm strong enough. I could speak for myself. This is Charlie.
Whoa.
I could say this is Charlie.
Whoa. And then whoa, you say, buddy. This is- whoa.
And
whoa.
Then you say, this is old school.
Whoa.
Hey, before we end the show.
Okay.
We didn't have a Let's Correct corner.
No, we didn't. You know why?
Did you have anything to say?
Let's do Let's Correct now. I screwed up nothing in the show because I'm fucking fantastic. Let's correct. Yeah.
All right. Well, I can't say anything because it's face. Let's correct.
Enjoy.
So I'm going to say you're wrong and I hate you. Let's correct.
Not cool. Kind of bending the rules. Anyways, fuck you. Bye.
Oh, hey, good looking. Oh, what you got cooking? eyes about cooking something up in me. Oh, hey, sweet baby.